Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear, like high-quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby! Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
The Jack Welch Management Institute at Strayer University helps you go from, I know the way, to I've arrived with our top 10 ranked online MBA. Gain skills you can learn today and apply tomorrow. Get ready to go from make it happen to made it happen and keep striving. Visit strayer.edu/Jack Welch MBA to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by Chev and has many campuses, including at 2121 15th Street North in Arlington, Virginia.
They got Willa. They got my daughter.
I need to find her.
Willa!
From acclaimed director Paul Thomas Anderson.
You can save that girl.
Today, experience what is being called the best movie of the year.
This is the end of the line.
Not for you.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, Benicio del Toro, Tiana Taylor, Chase Infinity.
Let's go!
Here I am.
One battle after another, now playing only in theaters. Experience it in IMAX. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
You can hide.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. For everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there as we get set for the Eagles and the Bucks, 1 o'clock Sunday down in Tampa Bay. It feels like a yearly tradition. The Eagles down in Tampa Bay, and it's been a house of horrors for them. In the Nick Sirianni era, the Eagles are 1-4 against Tampa Bay. Three of those losses, of course, coming down in Tampa. It's usually hot. It's usually muggy. It's a problem. But this Eagles team is different. This is the best Eagles team in terms of where they're at right now. Obviously, they were all banged up last year and haven't figured themselves out. This is the best Eagles team that they've ever taken into Tampa. So that should give us some solace. They're going to walk out of there at 4-0, and away we go, hosting the Broncos next week to get to 5-0. But not going to be easy. Tampa Bay is 3-0. I think they're a little bit lucky to be 3-0. A lot of late-game magic out of Baker Mayfield. I haven't seen excellence out of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers yet this season. But they pulled three wins out. They obviously play very confident football against the Philadelphia Eagles. They got some reinforcements coming back on the offensive line, perhaps Chris Godwin as well. And they've got some young players. They draft very well. Jason Light's a really good general manager. They draft really, really good football players. And they all seem to work out and pop and help that team win some football games. So I want to dive in today. The five matchups, the five things that will decide the Eagles and the Buccaneers on Sunday. The more of these that go the Eagles' way, the better chance that we have of talking about a 4-0 team next week. Let's start with the elephant in the room. That's not, because the Eagles are addressing it head on, and that's handling the heat. It's a problem. I mean, it is a home field advantage for all those Florida teams in the beginning of the season because they're used to it. They play there. They're acclimated to it. They understand what they need to do to get their body ready in terms of hydration, in terms of rest. This is their home, and it's not that much different than end of season when it comes to a cold weather team. And playing in the elements and playing in the cold, they're used to it. You cannot replicate that. Now, the Eagles are doing their best. They're going to have a walkthrough on Saturday. I question that if this is going to work or not in terms of actually changing the equation on how they handle the heat. And my thought is, and I'm far from a sports scientist, and I'm sure Nick Sirianni and the Eagles and Howie Roseman have consulted with their doctors, and they've come up with maybe this could work. I'm skeptical for this reason. So I'm going to use a very simple, like, scenario you may have experienced. You know, a couple years ago, my wife and I, we took our kids down to Disney World for the first time. So we did the Disney thing. And we were there. It was August of 2023. It was the hottest week of the year, that particular week. It just happened to be. And the humidity was off the charts. The real feel was like 115. And I didn't feel like day two of it, I felt better than day one. I just felt more cumulatively tired and sweaty and gross. And, you know, like, I just think if you spend some time in the heat, the next thing you don't feel refreshed, you feel hot again. And you feel like a little bit drained from the day before. Again, that's a very silly example. But my point is, like, they're going to go down there on Friday, today, as I record this. And the Eagles are going to do their Saturday walkthrough in the heat to try to acclimate themselves. I don't think one day does it, is my point. Now, if I lived in Florida, if I, you know, the people that were walking around in the park with me those days from Florida, they probably were used to it and more apt to deal with it better. The heat doesn't really bother me, but it does for other people. You know, would one day make a difference? I don't think so. We'll see. But how the Eagles handle the heat, it's going to be sweltering and humid down there against Tampa Bay on Sunday. All right, that's number one. Number two is the Eagles' pass rush against a still banged up and not completely whole Bucs offensive line and Baker Mayfield. So Baker Mayfield is playing good football. I would have him, and we did our, you know, quarterback power rankings on the midday show a couple days ago. I'd have Baker Mayfield right now as the 10th best quarterback in pro football. He's playing well. I think he's probably going to end the year between 9 and 13, and that's a great spot to be. He has been super clutch, and he finds a way with some Mayfield magic at the end of games to go and win those football games for his team. So he's a problem. And they have Emeka Buka. They have solid tight end. They have Chris Godwin potentially coming back and being activated. Now, they're without Mike Evans, so that's a big part of it. But can the Eagles' pass rush get to Baker Mayfield, especially in crucible moments? And right now, that's an open question mark, even with a Bucs line that is not as good as it's been in years past. So if you look at the Eagles and where they rank right now in terms of pass rush, it's not great in terms of finishing. They're 29th in the NFL in sack percentage, and now no Nolan Smith for the foreseeable future, you know, for the next 4 weeks on the IR with the triceps injury, the same triceps he injured in the Super Bowl. So that's a huge blow. It's a huge blow to the front line. It's a huge blow for the depth as well. You know, so you kind of picture what they're going to roll out there. It's going to be a lot of Jalix Hunt as the kind of top dog. I have not been overly impressed with Jalix Hunt so far this season. You're going to see Za'Darius Smith, who I like, and I think has done a nice job in his first two games. But how will he hold up with extra snaps? We'll find out. It's probably going to be more Josh Uche, who looks like he's probably due for a sack, which is how well he's done in terms of winning his pass rushes. But then after that, are they going to activate Azeez Ojulari? Are they going to give Patrick Johnson some run, who I always just thought is a special teamer and not really a guy you want out there on meaningful downs? So I don't know where the pass rush is coming from. Maybe this is the week Jalen Carter emerges and gets a couple or collapses the pocket to where he kind of feeds the sack to one of the edge rushers, but that's going to be key. That you cannot let Baker Mayfield just sit back there and pick and choose where he wants to throw the football. He's too good right now. He's playing with too much confidence, and he's always been confident. Like, even when Baker was at his worst, he had confidence. Now he's playing with poise and confidence. It's a dangerous combination, Eagles pass rush and how they generate pass rush, hopefully without having to blitz much. Vic has had to blitz more this year than in his past history than certainly we saw last year. I think it's because he's not getting home up front. They got to get home from up front. All right, number three, it's a huge one. Todd Bowles versus Jalen Hurts and how Hurts handles the blitz. So in the five meetings, Bowles has blitzed Hurts on 60% of his dropbacks, 65.4% in the last four, and the last three. So you go to the last three meetings between these two football teams, and that would be September of 2023. You go to January 2024 in the playoff game, and then you would go to September 2024, a year ago, when the Eagles were down there, same week, week four, 1 o'clock start. And he blitzed them on 71.6% of his dropbacks. It's almost double the average Hurst's faced in his five seasons as a starting quarterback. So whatever other teams do to Jalen Hurts, Bowles does it basically to a double amount. Look, I think the Eagles have gotten better, and Jalen's got better as the years have gone on against the blitz. But this year, they're not doing great against the blitz. 42.9% of his dropbacks, he's seen the blitz. Results have been pretty up and down. And I don't think this is going to stop until the Eagles make him pay with a shot. Make them pay with a shot play. You know, it's one thing to dink and dunk or to just kind of scramble around and get 3 or 4 yards. I think the Eagles need to beat them and cut them against a blitz. Like the best offenses, the best quarterbacks, when they see the blitz, they read the blitz, and then they cut you. They gash you for a deep play because you don't have enough numbers in the back end if you can block it up and you can give the quarterback a few seconds to make a play. They just don't have it. It's a numbers game. And every defensive coordinator takes the risk because they think they're going to win the battle up front, and they're going to either just beat the protection or beat the mind of the quarterback and confuse the quarterback and get the quarterback all out of off kilter. And unfortunately, that's happened with Todd Bowles against Jalen Hurts. Todd Bowles has won a lot of those battles. On Sunday, the Eagles need to be neutral on a lot of them. Like, I think neutrality on the blitz could be okay. I don't need them to win every down and exploit them every down, but it can't be 6 or 7 yard sacks. And it can't be turnovers, which obviously is a key part of the whole operation. But it also has to be a gash play. It has to be a play where, boom, up the seam, Goddard, open. Or boom, hot read, Devontae, open. Or boom, Jalen kind of parks the C as the pressure comes from the outside and gashed them up the middle for a 30, 40-yard run. It's got to be one of those to beat Todd Bowles on Sunday afternoon.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 mg/2 mL injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
I'm Christian McCaffrey, pro running back, and Abercrombie is an official fashion partner of the NFL. I'm not kidding when I say NFL by Abercrombie broke the internet last year, and I think this season's lineup is even cooler. And so does my wife, who keeps stealing all my hoodies. Stay fit for the season in Abercrombie's newest arrivals. Shop NFL by Abercrombie in the app, online, and in store.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
All right, key number four and matchup number four to watch for the Eagles and the Buccaneers on Sunday is the red zone. You know, this is really how the Eagles have won so far. The red zone, the Eagles are 8 of 8 in the red zone so far this season. Their opponents are 4 of 9. So in terms of red zone efficiency, it's been remarkably great for the Eagles. It's been remarkably poor for their opponents. If that number on either end comes back to the mean a little bit, you know, the Eagles, let's say, were 7 of 8 or 6 of 8 in the red zone, and their opponents were 6 of 9. They might have a loss or two on the board. I mean, the red zone, the Eagles have really, in buckle-up moments.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Won these games. Because they haven't won the games on a drive-to-drive or a play-to-play basis. They've been outgained in every game. They've had less first downs than their opponent every game. They're not winning the game on a play-by-play basis. They're winning the game in big moments, crucible moments. And the red zone on Sunday, those will be crucible moments because field goals get you beat against the Philadelphia Eagles. You get field goals, you're going to lose. You got to get touchdowns against them. And they're so smart, and they're so good, and they're so buttoned up with their defense in those big moments. They force you to make the mistake, whether it's the missed pass, whether it's the interception, whether it's the fumble, whether it's taking a sack. And teams have really shot themselves in the foot because the Eagles won't allow them to just walk in the end zone. Meanwhile, the Eagles' efficiency in the red zone has been spectacular. That's going to be a big way we determine who wins and loses this football game on Sunday. Look, if the Eagles walk out of Sunday and they're perfect in the red zone, the Bucs kick 2 or 3 field goals when getting into the red zone, you know the game's over. I mean, it's curtains for Tampa Bay. They won't be able to beat the Eagles playing that kind of football. The Rams didn't last week. Obviously, the Chiefs had a turnover in the red zone. Same thing with the Dallas Cowboys. You cannot beat the Eagles that way in any way, shape, or form. So that is key number 4. And key number 5, one I don't think we've talked about a lot so far this season, but it's starting to become a thing. You saw it last week with Kyren Williams to play Corum. The Eagles' run defense been a little suspect to start this season. They're allowing 5.1 yards per carry this year. And, you know, you may not have in your head like the 40, 50, 60 yard gash that they're giving up or have given up because they really haven't done that. I guess it was Miles Sanders week one had the big one. But they're giving up some chunk plays in the run game. It was Patrick Mahomes week 2. It was Kyren Williams and Blake Corum last week. It was Miles Sanders week 1. They haven't really faced a back yet that is super dynamic. I think Kyren Williams is good. I don't look at him as like, oh my goodness, super dynamic. He's good. This week they're going to. Bucky Irving is a problem. A draft pick last year by Tampa Bay out of Oregon. He broke out last year. His first breakout game was the game against the Eagles down in Tampa Bay where he scored his first career touchdown, and he's just ascending and got better and better and better. They used Rashad White out of the backfield in the passing game a little bit, and they spell Bucky Irving, but Bucky Irving is a real deal. So the Bucs are rushing for 130.7 yards per game. That is 7th best in the NFL. Eagles allowing 5.1 yards per carry. That's 27th in the NFL. That's not a good ratio. I mean, the Eagles need to be better, and I'm not quite sure why they're not, right? They have bulk up front. I know week one, Jalen Carter wasn't there, but they have Jordan Davis up front. They've had Carter for the last 2 games. They've got 2 impactful linebackers. They have a safety or a nickel, excuse me, in Cooper DeJean that is not afraid to come up and hit. Nolan Smith, who's out now though, but he played. He sets the edge. Well, I'm not quite sure what was going on, but it's got to get better because if it doesn't, you know, these teams are going to run on them. And you know there's coaches the next few weeks that want to run the football. I mean, Todd Bowles and that philosophy, they'll hand the ball off. Next week, when it comes to Sean Payton, he'll hand the ball off. So they're going to face some teams. They're going to face the Packers in early November. They'll hand the ball off to Josh Jacobs, of course. The Detroit Lions love to run the football. So, you know, there's some games coming up on the schedule where you know they're going to run the football. Bucky Irving so far this year, 56 attempts, 174 yards, only 3.1 an attempt. So that's refreshing to know that he hasn't dominated yet. But Rashad White is averaging 5.4 yards per attempt this year. And Bucky, even though he hasn't been dominant, they give the ball to Bucky a lot. They're going to give him the football in his hands. He has 14 receptions as well. So they'll get the football in Bucky Irving's hands. And then he was going to stop the run, put Baker in third and long, and see if Vic could confuse him into making a mistake. Those are the five matchups to watch. Let's review them again. Number one, handling the heat. Number two, the Eagles pass rush. Number three, Todd Bowles versus Jalen Hurts in the blitz. Number four, the red zone game. Eagles have been perfect. Their opponents have not been close to it. And number five, stopping the Bucs rushing attack. The five matchups that will decide the Eagles and the Buccaneers on Sunday. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast, YouTube feed. 94 WIP, check it out there.
For a limited time at McDonald's, get a Big Mac extra value meal for $8. That means two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun, and medium fries and a drink. We may need to change that jingle.
Prices and participation may vary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.